The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are celebrating this morning the martyrdom of Saint Polycarp, one of the leaders of the early church. He was a disciple of John the Apostle, and he learned about Jesus and about the faith directly from the apostles. He later became the bishop of Smyrna, and he was one of the most respected leaders of the church during the first half of the second century. He was martyred at the age of 86. At the age of 86, after he refused to offer sacrifices to the pagan idols, his non-Christian friends begged him to obey to save his life. And when he refused to do so, he was sentenced to be burned alive. And the fire burst up in an arc around him, and the flames surrounded him like sails. But instead of being burned, he seemed to glow gold, being melted in a furnace. And when the captors saw that he wasn't being burned, they stabbed him, and the blood that flowed put the fire out. His martyrdom inspired many believers to be steadfast in their faith in the early period of the church. If you can just imagine this, you know, the church was just beginning around that time, and there were a lot of persecutions, and many who converted to the Christian faith, to the Catholic faith, were not so sure if it was worth their lives. So a lot were ambivalent, and some even retreated from the faith. But they would often remember Saint Polycarp's witness when their spirits were eroded by the growing persecutions that time. And this is reminiscent of what we heard in the responsorial psalm today. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. He would have saved his life if he agreed to offer sacrifices to pagan idols. But he understood what we heard from the first reading today. You know, when I was reading last night, the first reading, it's a very short one, but quite startling. "You are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears." You know, how true is that, right? Even for those of, I shouldn't say us because I'm not there yet, but even those, for those who are well in their ripe age, I'm not going to mention an age, ripe age. You know, it seems that, you know, life is like that. You know, like time flies so fast. "We are a puff of smoke that appears briefly, then disappears." But Saint Polycarp preferred, or to be exact, he desired to do God's will, where life is not just a puff of smoke that disappears, but an eternal feast. Through the intercession of Saint Polycarp, may our true wealth and strength lies on Christ alone. So, seeing his life and reflecting on the readings today, what do you consider as your truest wealth? And where do we rely on our strength?